As a pastor, I hear so many good things and also so many problems. So people are facing, and you know, so as Christians, we face troubles. So, and I was just reading the Gospels again, and God always, He always has something new for us. He always brings something new for our hearts. And four stories, really close. And every story has something, different stories, but something, they are facing same things, same problems. Not the same problem, but all of them were facing troubles. That's good. All this, the first story, I won't read everything. That's why I didn't give Leo the scripture. But you can read later. I think I have. Oh, you know the story. Okay? The first one is about Jairus. And Jairus, if you don't know Jairus, he was the synagogue leader. And he had a problem. He was the first one I was reading and said, well, he really had a trouble in his life. His daughter was dying. You know that story? And he came to Jesus. He heard about Jesus. He approached Jesus and asked Jesus. And he just fell on his feet and said, Jesus, I need your help. I need your help. Let me see. You can just make a note. Then you can read later, okay? That story is in Mark 5 from 21 to 31. Okay, just for you to know. Then you read in your at your home, in your home. So Jairus was the first one. He was asking the Lord, Lord, I need your help to heal my daughter. And the Lord said, yes, I'm coming. The second story happened at the same time when that was happening with Jairus. A lady, you know, the blood issue, with the blood issue, the lady was suffering for 12 years. Suffering with that disease. And she tried everything, but didn't help, didn't work. And she felt like, wow, Jesus is coming around here. So if I only touch his clothes, if I only touch him, I will be healed. So this is the second story. And I know most of you know about that lady facing that trouble. The third one, I already preached here about him, Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was poor and blind. He was begging for money. He was on the side, on the roadside, or the side road? The side road? Roadside. Yeah, the roadside begging for money. So I don't have to tell much about him, because poor and blind, living on the streets. Do you think he has any trouble in his life? He has all the troubles, all the problems in his life. And the third one was a guy that is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a rich man, wealthy, rich man, because he was tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. He was receiving a lot of money. But you know, so he didn't have a problem. He had one. He couldn't see Jesus. He was approaching Jesus. He was too short. He couldn't. And I don't think only because he was short. Because he was short, he could go between those. But you know, I think the big problem in his life was because he was doing something that the Jewish didn't like. The Jewish people were under oppression. And that guy, he was taking money from the Jewish people. And they used to hate people like that. This is the part of the government sometimes we don't like, when they take too much money from paying tax. No. But we do, because we have to do. But anyway, and he was facing that trouble. People hating him. Tax collector, can you imagine? He couldn't stay with his people. He couldn't actually have friends. He was like, you know, because at that time, the Jewish was really mad with that. Four stories. And what they have in common is this. They were facing troubles. You can tell me, Pastor, they weren't Christians, born-again Christians. Oh, I know. But as born-again Christians, we face troubles in our lives as well. We have stories. If I start telling you my story, her story, her story. So we are facing some days we face difficult days, tough days, problems, troubles. You know, Alex was facing a huge problem with his arm, and then after that, the back. So he's here, firm, you know. God was so like, oh, poor Alex, suffering so much, I'll give you a wife. Now see, God is a great rewarder. God, what should I do for Alex to please him? He's suffering so much. Then, see, great rewarder. So this is what happened. So, and then also, what they have in common is because they, not only those kind of troubles, but they are facing so many situations in their lives. So many situations. But one thing God brought to me that is really awesome and simple to understand. But they had a chance to meet Jesus Christ. They had a chance to say, oh, Jesus is coming. So that lady was suffering for 12 years. So out of the society, she was impure. She couldn't get married. She couldn't have children. She couldn't participate in the society because she was considered impure. That's a huge problem. Jairus, probably he had a problem when he saw Jesus is coming. So can you imagine all the religious people? What are you doing? You have a position as a synagogue leader, and we don't trust in Jesus Christ. See what he's doing? Why you were doing this? Why you were going and going after him to ask? No. So they were facing troubles. But one thing, church, they made a decision to say yes to Jesus Christ. They made a decision to take the opportunity because Jesus was there at that moment. So it's all about opportunities. When we are facing some troubles, but we see the opportunities to get healed. To when you have facing the, like people are in need, so we have opportunity in the Word of God, in Jesus Christ. Our opportunities, everyday opportunities, are in Jesus Christ, in the Word of God. This is the opportunity we have. We don't have Jesus Christ walking here. We don't have to climb a tree like Zacchaeus, like run after him and climb a tree to see Jesus Christ. We don't have, but Jesus is here in the Word of God. This is a Bible, okay? Jesus is in our hearts. I believe in all of us. I know all of you. I don't know you ladies, but I know you are Christian. So Jesus are in us. Jesus is the opportunity we have. So when we are facing troubles, we have Jesus Christ that we can run after him. We can bow down on our knees. We can talk to him. Because when Jairus asked him to help, he said, yes, I'm coming with you. When the lady stopped and touched Jesus Christ, he stopped because called him his attention. When Zacchaeus was climbing the tree and Jesus Christ saw that, I believe he saw faith in his heart. He saw a desire in his heart. So I want to be different. I'm doing wrong things. I'm taking more than I should take. I'm creating problems to my people. All right, so Jesus Christ saw his faith, his desires. The Bartimaeus, the same. Jesus Christ saw him, heard him, and said, no. Because Jesus, he will never say no to you. If what you are asking him is, of course, according to his word. According with his promises. Church, we have many more years ahead of us, in front of us. And we have Jesus Christ 24/7 in our lives. So let's take this opportunity and do what we're supposed to do. Let's take this opportunity. Instead of running away from him, run toward him. There's no one. You know, if you go to the script to read all the scriptures I'm mentioning to you, The first situation, the first story about Jairus. If Jairus was expecting or putting his faith or putting his or taking the opportunity to or missing the opportunity to talk to Jesus and run after his friends, sometimes family or sometimes priests, pastors, or if he was expecting for people to tell him what to do, you know what's going to happen? He was walking with Jesus and somebody just stopped him and said, "Hey, stop. Don't bother the master. Your daughter, no way for her. She's dead. It's too late." Sometimes this is what we hear from people. "Oh, it's too late. It's too difficult. You can't make it." No. Jesus, what did you say? "She's dead." "Oh, okay. Bye-bye, Jesus. Too late." You know, but no. Wasn't that what happened? Didn't happen that way. The second one, the woman, she couldn't even be there around the crowd and everything. When she touched Jesus Christ and he stopped, the disciples said, "Hey, Jesus, how can you tell somebody touched you? Because everybody is like pressure, is putting pressure on you, and so many people, a crowd of people." So, you know, she was invisible for them. Sometimes we are facing troubles and we run here and run there. We ask one person, another person, and you know, they don't care about you because they have their own troubles, their own problems. Then we go there and say, "Hey, I need help." So no, you are like invisible. You don't exist. Or people say, "Okay, I'll pray for you." "Oh, okay, okay." That lady was invisible, but not for Jesus. Bartimaeus, you know, be quiet. Can you imagine? "Oh, Jesus is here, my opportunity to get healed." And then somebody came to him and said, "Oh, be quiet. Look at you. He is Jesus Christ. Look at you. Shut up. Be quiet." So sometimes people, they don't trust, they don't believe, or they think you are not worthy. You are not worthy. You are poor, blind, begging money. How can you bother? You are bothering him. Be quiet. And people feel like, "Yes, I don't deserve." I hear Christians saying, "I don't deserve, Pastor. You know, I had some problems in my life. I made some mistakes." How you don't deserve? You made mistakes, ask for forgiveness, done. Of course, if you do that from your heart, repent, turn away from the sin, and start walking with Jesus again. So you deserve, he paid the price, he died for you. But sometimes we ask people, we try, "Lord, Lord," and somebody comes and says, "Lord, Jesus, I go to church once in a while, but I don't think Jesus is hearing you. He has so many more things to think about it. What you are asking him is not that important. You just want to see? Come on." Everything is important for the Lord to make you happy, to make you feel good. I want to see my children feeling good, happy, in peace, rejoicing every day. That's why it's so important. But these stories has in common. If they asked people, or expecting for someone to help. I'm not saying that people don't help. Of course, we are here to help one another, to encourage one another. You know that. What I'm saying, sometimes the answer from people is negative. It's unbelief come from people. And you say, "Pastor, I'm not walking with people in the world, non-Christians, just walk with Christians." Unbelief comes from Christians as well. When they come to, "Now, I can't, it's too difficult, you don't, So I'm saying that comes from Christian, comes from ourself, your thoughts, your thinking. You start declaring to yourself what you are not. instead of declaring with your mouth what you are in Christ Jesus. This is what we should do. And that blind guy said, you know, I want to hear you guys. I will keep shouting out, oh, Lord, Son of David, has mercy on me. Be quiet. Son of David, has mercy on me. He didn't want to lose the opportunity to, because Jesus was there for him. He was there for Jairus. He was there for the lady. He was there for Bartimaeus. He was there for Zacchaeus. You know, Zacchaeus, when Jesus said, I'm going to stay with you tonight. You know, if he was expecting the good thing from his friends or from the people were there around him, surrounding him, people said, you know, he's a sinner. Again, he doesn't deserve. He's doing bad things. But you know, Jesus came for them too. Jesus came for us. Jesus came for those people outside. He came. I've heard doing like evangelism on streets for a long time in Brazil, even here. Sometimes people know, do you think it's worthy to do that? They made the choice. Of course they made the choice. They don't know Jesus. They need to know the other side to make the choice again. Like these guys. So now Jesus is here. Jesus is your... Now if you declare Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to know Jesus. Jesus is your provision. Jesus is your healing. Jesus is your salvation. Jesus is your peace, your joy. Jesus is your everything. The meat of your needs. Jesus is everything you need. They don't know. They are blind like Bartimaeus. They are blind like Bartimaeus. They couldn't see. And that life, if you realize, when people, I have, one day I was talking with a friend of mine in Brazil, and he said, I don't want to go anywhere. When I want to travel in Brazil, because Brazil is the best place in the world. Brazil is good. Brazil is this. Brazil is that. So, you know, but God called me to go to, I know, you go. Oh, if I go, I want to have vacation in Cancun. And then, oh, no way. Brazil has everything we need. It's beautiful. I said, come on, how many times did you leave Brazil to go somewhere? No, I never left Brazil. I never went anywhere. So how can you say that there's nothing better outside of Brazil? Or how can you say that if you never went to anywhere? It's the same. When people are like in that situation, using drugs, drinking, having party, enjoying life. Why do they think they're enjoying life? Because they only know that. That's why you need to go there and tell them, you know, yeah, Jesus Christ died for you. There's another kind of life or style of life that's much better than that one. If they don't know church, they won't change. They won't see because they are blind. All of the four people in these four stories, they've heard Jesus Christ was walking there. They had all the chances in their lives to say no to Jesus Christ because of they were not worthy, they are not clean, they are not good enough. But they all facing troubles. Doesn't matter. You know, in this story I saw too, one guy was a synagogue leader. He was a religious guy. Woman. Another one was a man. Rich man. Another one was a poor and blind man. And if you keep going through the Gospels, you see so many different kinds of people. God is showing us, doesn't matter your position. Doesn't matter if you have a lot of money. Doesn't matter. I have a lot of money. I'm the chief. I'm a religious guy. I go to church every week. Doesn't matter if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't give yourself the chance to say, Jesus, I need you. Doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, black, white, yellow, green. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Troubles are there. And people say, okay, in this world, we will have trouble. Yes. But the Bible says if you are in Jesus Christ, you will have peace. Because he overcome the world. Amen. So in him, we have peace. In him, we have the victory. So that we say just the middle of the verse. in John 16, 30, 16, John, I'll find for you. I think it's John 16, 33. Can you check it out? Yeah, it is? Okay, John 16. So, you know, okay, in this world, we will have trouble. And then we stick on that. They say, no, we have troubles. It's normal, okay? It's good for you. God said, you have trouble, so accept. Keep that. Good. We are fulfilling the word of God. So, no! In Him we have peace. He overcome the world. He made us more than conquerors. We have the victory. Doesn't matter what the world says. You are not worthy. You are not good enough. You are this, you are that. So you are blind, you are poor. You are rich, you are religious. Doesn't matter what the world says. Because one thing, this is I want to read. Because I want to say perfectly. What Jesus Christ, because they took the opportunity to stop hearing what people had to say. And they took the opportunity. Jesus was crossing there, walking close to them. They took the opportunity and they said, no, enough. Enough is a good word. Enough. Enough. I don't want to hear you anymore. I don't want to hear my wrong thoughts anymore. I don't want to hear you asking me to be quiet because I'm not worthy. I'm not going to hear you saying that I'm a sinner. I don't want you telling me that I'm impure or I did a mistake or because I'm religious, I cannot go. Oh no, I cannot do. Enough. Enough. This is my opportunity. And I choose to follow Jesus Christ. I choose to bow down on His feet. I choose to surrender myself. I choose to die the seed. The seed has to die. Our carnal wishes and then, you know, has to die. Has to die. Our wills, our thoughts has to die. To be able to born again a new, beautiful tree. I'm learning now. When Jesus said, when they choose and took the opportunity to be with Jesus Christ instead of with people telling them what to do and what they are, to Jairus, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. The child is not dead, but asleep. She's sleeping. No, don't bother the mess anymore, people said. You know, you should get worried about it because she's dying. Actually, she died. But Jesus came to him because he approached Jesus first and said, no, now I want you, church. We need to understand that Jesus Christ is the only way for everything. Oh, it's the only way to get saved. Yes, it's the only way to approach God again. He is the bridge between us and God is Jesus Christ. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, so you restore that relationship with God. But He is everything in our lives. Your decision has to be based in His word, in His will. So when the man said, you know, okay, she's dead, Jesus Christ, don't give up. He didn't give up. He said, no, don't hear them anymore. Now you came after me, you were asking me, I said, yes, I'm coming, so believe, just believe. Simple like that. Simple. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Oh, Pastor, it's hard not to be afraid. It's hard, but it's possible. Closer to Jesus, closer to the Word, close or better relationship with the Holy Spirit makes easier. For you. Oh yeah, I used to worry a lot. No, every day I approach Jesus Christ. I hear from Him. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about anything. What you think is dead in your life, I will bring to life again. What the dreams you think is dead in your life, you don't trust that it's going to happen anymore. Okay, forget what they said, what you were saying. I'm going to say, I'm going to bring to life again. It was just sleeping. It was just a period of time that you need to learn, that you had to learn. Now you approach me, I'm going to tell you, I'm bringing back to life. Trust, he's bringing back to life. So the second one was the woman. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Nobody saw her. Nobody. He was invisible. That's the word God put in my heart, invisible. Sometimes you're in so much trouble, problems, and you are alone home. Nobody calls you. Nobody gives you a hug when you come to church. Or nobody sees you, like happened with this lady. But you know, if nobody sees you, God's still with you. He'll never leave you, none forsake you. He's there. He's there alone, sat on your couch, and you're there. So nobody. So why you were waiting for someone else? See, if you have Jesus Christ, like a relationship with him, you can talk to him. So even if nobody sees me, if nobody knows about my problem, I don't care, Lord, because no, you see me and you will stop what you are doing just because power came out of you. Because when you pray, power comes out of him. Not only for her. For when you get healed, it's because power came from him who healed you. So when you pray, when you put your face on the ground and you say, Lord, I trust in you. So power, it's like touching him and power comes out of him and calls him his attention. This is the way we call his attention. Not crying, not no self-pity or, oh, Lord, I don't deserve. I know I'm a sinner, but I'm here before you to ask you. No, it doesn't please him. Please, when you say what you are in Christ Jesus, Lord, I come before you without any fault, any condemnation, because I'm free of the course of the law. I'm free of sin. I'm free of that. So now I can stand before you and talk to you as my Father. This is the way he wants us to approach him. And then believe that what you are doing, it's going to produce results and power will come. The lady said, if I only touch him. See, one little thing. 12 years paying for doctors, taking medicine, trying different ways, asking people, constantly, should I go here? Should I go there? And then just instead of good, she grew worse. But now she said, oops, when faith comes, church, makes everything so simple. So simple. 2 years ago, we were like, wow, how much? $75,000. Oh my gosh, is this the right place? Don't you think I asked the Lord? When the board director meetings, you know, the worst part was when you look at me and say, Pastor, your decisions. No. No, so, but when we believe, when faith comes, like, could be 70, could be 140, could be 2,000, could be 2 million. I don't know. When faith comes, it's so simple. If I only touch God, if I only believe that this is the building you called us to have the church, and I believed, they believed, you guys believed, and happened. We weren't suffering. Because, no, Jesus, we called by faith, we called him his attention. When you walk by faith, you call Jesus Christ's attention. He stops to hear you. When faith is not involved, forget. He's busy with someone that has faith. And he's dealing with you too. Bringing people to minister to you. Bringing you to church to hear the message. Bartimaeus. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. See, he wasn't hearing people anymore. He decided to say, yes, I'm coming, Jesus. I won't stay here. So Jesus, he shot the name of Jesus Christ. He didn't said, okay, you were right, people. You were right. I will be quiet. No. He said, oh, the opportunity is here now. I have faith. He had faith for that. Don't you think he had faith to just like scream in the middle of the guy saying, shut up, be quiet? He said, no, I trust Jesus Christ is the answer, my opportunity. And he said, Jesus, and Jesus stopped because faith calls Jesus' attention. And Jesus stopped, bring him to me. And he didn't only got his sight, he got his salvation. He got everything. He was became a follower of Jesus Christ. He was following him along the road. The lady got her salvation. No more suffering. That's beautiful. When he called Jesus Christ's attention. And the last one, Zacchaeus. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house. Remember what the people were saying? No, stop doing that because you know he doesn't deserve. You know what's a bad thing to hear? I didn't hear here, okay? Not in this church. But I've heard before people say, you know, well, why? Why this guy is having an opportunity? Because, you know, he's attending this church for 6 months. And I'm here for 12 years, for 34 years, for 40 years. And I don't know. It's the same. Say, no, he doesn't deserve. I don't know. I think he still have problems in his life. He's still a sinner or something. So sometimes people are so jealous about others. And those guys were jealous about Zacchaeus. They said, Jesus Christ is going to stay with him? Come on. No. He's a sinner. That's impossible. But he said, I have the opportunity to have Jesus Christ in my house. So Jesus, I not only will receive you at my place, but everything I did wrong, every money I took from people and was right, I will give back. And a double or quadruple? Four times. I'll give back four times. Can you see his heart? He took the opportunity. He saw Jesus Christ as his opportunity to change his life. All of them. They say, oh, Pastor, thank you for the message, but all of us are believers. We saw the opportunity in Jesus Christ to be saved. Yes, we are all saved here. But what I'm preaching today, that God put in my heart is this. So you have opportunities to be with Jesus Christ 24/7. Not only, okay, next year, 2019 is going to be great. No, it's every day, church. Amen. Every day in our daily walking. Just be careful. Maybe just a reminder for you to be careful with what you hear from people, what you hear from the news, what you hear from people close to you. Relatives, what you hear from your husband, from your wife, just a reminder, be careful, because the best person to hear from is Jesus Christ. So then we know that he's going to do what we are asking him, according to his word, of course. So just pay attention. Ask yourself, am I paying attention? Am I seeking the Lord? Am I hearing what the Lord wants to say? I know when I preach messages like this, people come say, no, the multitude of counselings, there's wisdom. I know that. He can bring Ali to talk to me and ministry to me. He can bring someone else. It's good. But he's going to do that. Amen. He's going to do that. Don't go and like jumping from here to there. And they're trying to find the answer you want to hear. Because it's a great mistake we do. It's when we go everywhere because we want to hear what we think is right. What we think is right. But the good answer, what we need to hear, is that what Jesus Christ wants to say. So this is more important. So pay attention. Take this message as a great rewarder for us to finish this year even greater than it was. I think it was a great year. I had a chance in a meeting to say, oh, the highlights of this year. Wow, great highlights. My dad was healed from cancer. It was a great highlight. Hey, he was healed. The doctor said, you know, I would do the second surgery, but it's too deep. The root of the problem probably is already spread everywhere. And, you know, and he said, to me, I have peace. And I said, Dad, I have peace too. So he said, I'm healed. By his stripes, I was healed. And I said, okay, go. Let's keep talking. Done. Part of the past. And then he called me and said, no, nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing. The doctor said, you don't even have to go to the doctors anymore. Just come next year, like the regular checkup. So it was great. So many blessings. Patricia was believing for 23 years to go back to Cancun. We traveled to Cancun. It was great. Oh, that's not important, Pastor. It is important. For me, it is important. See, you thought it's not, but for me, it is. See, if I'm hearing you, but I've heard the Holy Spirit and said, oh, yes, I'll bless you. It was from the God, from God, because He provided for us. I've heard from my own thoughts. I can't pay that. I can't. If I have that money, I'll pay my bills. Woo. But the Lord said, no, she wants. You want. Stop hearing from your thoughts, your old man thoughts. Then I approached him and I said, Lord, wasn't my prayer book. And I crossed. I said, no, it's okay. I want to bless Leo and Emily when they get married. So it's their turn. And I crossed. No, I'll stop praying for this. You know the story. Then I've heard when Bryce was teaching, I've heard something that you can believe for 1 year ahead, but you cannot believe for 1 month ahead. And I said, well, it's from you, Lord. And then I received. I was rejoicing. And then less than 2 weeks later, the couple came and said, I want to bless you for your trip to Cancun. I said, come on, God. That's important. God is taking care of you, church. Each one of you. 2018 was good, yes, but 2019 will be better because in God we always have better things. We always have increase. We always have everything we need. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Put your trust in Him. Take the opportunities. Take the opportunities. Doesn't matter if people say, no, it's not good for you. I don't like. You don't deserve. You are not too small. You are not this. You are not that. So no. Take the opportunity. Jesus Christ is telling you, take the opportunity. I don't know which one. I don't know. Some people are expecting for pastor to say, no, your opportunity is this. Your opportunity is to buy. Your opportunity is this. Your opportunity. No, I don't have that revelation. But maybe your opportunity is to get your healing right now. Your opportunity to get all you need, the provision you need for something you need to do. The opportunity is like, no, Lord, instead of trusting in people, in my mind, in what I think, I will decide to believe in you. And I will trust to pay off my debts, to pay off my loans, to pay off my, like she was praying, and I believed. I'll pay off my car's loan. Amen. Amen. I will. Hallelujah. Can you stand up, please?